You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Tate Modern, Bankside, London, with Beatrice Garcia Valesco, the assistant curator of the Capturing the Moment exhibition, which is, I think, more a way of looking at the relationship between contemporary painting and photography. Hello, Beatrice, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you very much for coming.
Beatrice, this exhibition is very much an open-ended conversation about the relationship between art and photography and how each art form has either inspired or influenced each other. What made you and the other curators want to bring this conversation to the walls of Tate Modern?
Well, it started with the relationship with a supporter at Tate and also with our willingness to explore different ways of exhibition making and putting together works by our own collection with those of a collection that is far away and is rarely seen. That's how it started. And it brings together works, photographs and paintings from the second half of the 20th century to our day. So it's quite far-ranging in terms of chronology. And you'll be able to see works by the Jagiełło Collection, of course, but also 20th century masterpieces or new Tate acquisitions.
There's always been a relationship between art and photography. You've only got to look at sort of decades ago, or maybe a lot longer than that, of how artists use the camera obscura to look at the scene and record it and things like that. And there's been a lot of blurring between art and photography. What sort of, I suppose, examples from this exhibition really show that off?
Absolutely. So we're sitting just next to a room with a work by Jeff Wall. We've brought this work, which is a large photograph that really looks at the tradition of the tableau painting. And this idea that, or this traditional way of thinking of photography as capturing the instant versus painting, creating an illusion of instantaneousness. So Jeff Wall is an artist that is very interested in complicating those boundaries between what photography or what painting do or what the associations have traditionally been. We're also now sitting in a room full of very large-scale photographs by Andreas Gursky, Thomas Struth, Candida Hofer, Pushpa Malayan, that again are drawing from the tradition of painting in terms of layout, but also Thomas Struth is photographing places of contemplation, museums, churches. And then you have Andreas Gursky, which is borrowing the formal properties of the works, not only in terms of their very large scale, but also in terms of the composition. Paris Montparnasse, for example, has been compared with the work of Mondrian, which, by the way, we have an exhibition right across in its grid-like structure. And then you have Pushpa Malayan, which she's restaging an Orientalist painting, and she's inserting herself and her collaboratives in a very performative and playful way to create a composition that is a photograph that's drawing on a 19th century painting.
And there's always been this thing, I remember when I studied photography too many years ago, about whether photography can be art and whether art can be photography. And those lines have, I think, maybe blurred a lot more in recent years when you think of the introduction of computer manipulation and Photoshop and everything else. Do you think that those lines have become more blurred now?
Of course. I mean, I think there's no question about the artistic potential of photography. The artists in this room, for example, the photographers Thomas Struth, Candida Hofer, and Andreas Gursky studied together in Dusseldorf, and they studied fine arts photography under the Beckers. And it was already an established art form in its own right. And it's, I think, less about whether one medium is better equipped to depict reality, but rather about how the formal properties of each artworks are able to express certain ideas.
And there's obviously, there's the sort of connection and influence of the brush and the lens, the way that painting puts colour onto a canvas, or the way photography captures light. And you just have to look in, I suppose, for example, at Andy Warhol's screen prints, and you look at the way David Hockney used Polaroids and stuff, and also how Hockney's been using his iPad recently and stuff and things to really sort of showcase that there is this connection. And no matter what you think, whether art can be photography or photography can be art, there's always a connection between the two.
Yeah, I think especially in the latter part of the 20th century, images have been, you know, prevalent. And you'll see throughout this exhibition how painting draws heavily from these photographic found images, how it appropriates, how it borrows to explore different issues around collective and also personal identity, and how it's no longer one or the other, but it's interlinked.
What would you like people coming to the exhibition to go away with? What do you think they should come away from the exhibition? What should they be thinking about and feeling about?
Well, I'd love them to be very excited about the potential of art to move and to create some sort of conversation. You'll notice that there are a range of quotes throughout the exhibition walls, and we're hoping that that sparks different conversations about the nature of painting and the nature of photography, about its future and its relationship with the digital. So yes, just to spark conversation and enthusiasm for art.
And is there maybe one example here in the exhibition that actually sort of showcases that relationship, that is maybe a must-see for people?
I mean, I can't choose one. It's very difficult to choose one. But I'd say that I've been very moved by seeing Salman Tor's 4 p.m. The News. It's in the last room of the exhibition. It's a new acquisition that I had never seen in the flesh. And it's been just wonderful to be able to encounter it. It's very layered. There's a lot of things going on. So it just requires a lot of time to figure it out. But it's just so wonderful.
Capturing the Moment continues here at Tate Modern until the 28th of January 2024, and audio-described guided tours led by one of Tate's visitor engagement assistants can be booked in advance by either emailing hello@tate.org.uk or calling 020-788-7888.
Oh, and there will be an audio element in the exhibition from the summer onwards. It's audio interpretation that departs from the text that is currently written on the walls, and it will be accessible via a QR code, and more details are coming soon.
Well, Beatrice, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and giving me an insight into the exhibition Capturing the Moment.
Thank you very much.